Welcome everybody to the E-Electric Podcast. I'm Fletcher with my dad, Ben.
G'day, guys.
And we're talking about the game that happened on the weekend, or Monday, at CommBank Stadium with an attendance of 28,608, with us versus the West Tigers and losing 17 points to 16.
So the tries, Fletch?
The tries, Sivo and Gutherson, and Olam getting a double and Dream Buller scoring. Appy, 2 from 3, and Gutherson, 1 from 2. Gutherson with 3 penalty goals.
Missing the fourth, unfortunately. One. Yep.
And Aiden Caesar with the crucial 1-point field goal.
Yep. The Tigers also copped a sin bin from probably one of the worst hip drop tackles we've seen from young Lockie Galvin, who was having an absolute blinder of a game, but was put in the bin. We went up 8 points. And we're playing against 12 men, Fletch, but we just couldn't get the job done, unfortunately. So if we quickly run through the stats, mate. So possession was
53-47 in our favour.
Completion rates?
79% to their 81%.
Yep. And our run meters?
1,836 to their 1,627.
And our play the ball speed?
3.55 seconds and 3.46 seconds.
Yep. And our effective tackle rate was?
88.27% and 85.94%.
Yep. And the negative play, so number of errors?
13 to their 10.
We had a
10-2 penalty count.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's the one worth highlighting, mate. We had 10 penalties to their 2 and still couldn't get over the line. And even when I was getting you to read out before the total run meters, like we've run for over 200 meters more than them.
4 meters more in the average set distance.
Yeah. And then you look at the offloads again, 13 points to 8. 13 offloads, sorry, to 8.
We forced a dropout.
Yeah, it was just...
But we missed 24. They've missed 31 tackles. We missed 24.
Yeah. And it's not good enough. Mate, we had all the stats going our way, unfortunately. We thought this year might be a little bit different for Parramatta, and more fool us for thinking that. After the first 3 games, we thought, yep, this team has finally learnt to play with some resilience and some, you know, to play tough, to earn the right. And what do? Soft. It was just absolutely soft. And there was one key highlight for me. Actually, driving down to the game, I said, if I'm Brad Arthur, I'm telling Sivo, mate, you either run 150 metres today with purpose or you're out of the team next week. There was a moment in the second half, West Tigers, Aiden Caesar put in a shocking kick. Sivo caught it in the in goal, had all the time in the world to get up the 20-metre line.
And if he actually sprinted, would have made a line break.
Yeah. Get up to the 20-metre line. As you said, sprint up there, get the line break, or at least get us on the front foot, and decided to tap and pass it. And that just summed it up. No one wanted to do the hard work, unfortunately. Actually, not everyone. Clint Gutherson's the only one that I think was worth...
Penasini.
Penasini was good. Yeah, but just they let in tries down their side. It was just an abysmal performance. We had all the ball... Every opportunity to win that game, and we stuffed it because we tried to play easy. So we spoke about the average play, the ball speed, Fletch. So we're 3.55 to their 3.46. Nothing, you know... untoward there. But when you go down to Sivo and you have a look at his average play, the ball speed... it was up over
3.88.
So they have changed. It was up over 4 seconds when I looked at it the other day. So what were you going to say, mate?
So some key stats I brought out from the game was 165 metres for Clint Gutherson, and they weren't just soft carries. He actually did some hard yards. Pennacini had 171 running meters and 77 post contact, while Sivo had like 40. Sivo, he still had 133 running meters, but was not showing the aggression of what we're used to from seeing from Sivo.
Yeah, remember last year he played in that Penrith game, and the last game of the season we didn't have Moses, and he ran with so much, like the old Sivo, before he got nailed by, remember he got nailed by Brad Parker at Brookie that night and hurt his knee. He hasn't been the same player since, but last round last year, he looked good, and we thought, yep, this is going to be the Sivo we get all of this year. But unfortunately, after one showing, and especially after having 3 weeks off, after, you know, being suspended, pretty disappointing performance. And there were disappointing performances right across the park. It wasn't just Sivo, but geez, that to me just summed up the Parramatta performance.
Yeah, and it also looked like they gave Gutherson a little bit of kicking duties. So he kicked 116 metres from 5 kicks, which is pretty impressive.
Yeah, not bad. And it's not just the players. I think, you know, we're massive fans of Brad Arthur, but, you know, to change, we just couldn't understand why he changed the bench up. Junior and Ryan Madison have been so good coming off the bench.
It was really strange, because we're like, I didn't actually mind it, but when you come to the game, it's just, you're starting with your two best forwards, when you could have one of your best forwards starting off the bench, bringing in that impact.
Yeah.
We saw against Manly, that first rotation, we were getting pumped.
Yeah.
And then you just bring on Junior Matto. And it was game, changes, set, match.
Absolutely. And that's, yeah, you know, like I thought, yeah, I could understand why he did it to begin with. I thought, yeah, he wants to just blow the Tigers off the park and maybe break them. But they were up well and truly for that game. They weren't outstanding themselves. We definitely made them look better than what they were. But, yeah, it was just, I don't know why we went away from that. So, anyway, Fletch, it's our second loss of the season. It's a win that we probably should have got. We were missing Cartwright and Moses, but that's no excuse. Exactly right, mate. But we do still have to do our 3-2-1. So, who are you giving your 3 points to?
I've given mine to William Pennacini.
Pennacini?
I thought he definitely, especially Russell as well. They let in a couple tries, but that's the only bad thing I've found of their game. 171 run meters for Pennacini, topped the game, and I thought that was one of his better games. It was a shame, like, he deserved more than what he got, I reckon. And if this is an excuse, but if they had Moses and Cartwright down that edge, it would have been more devastating, I reckon.
Yeah, I agree. Well, for my 3 points, I'd give mine to Gutho. You know, we touched on it before, how good he was. Okay, mate, who are you giving your 2 points to?
I've given mine to Gutho. Good captain's performance. You could see it. He tried, but he looked injured. That he looked tired.
Yeah, he looked tired, probably because he's carrying the team.
He looked tired even in the warm up.
Yeah, for my 2 points, I'm going to give it to Luca Moretti. I thought he was pretty good when he came off the bench. So he's getting my 2 points.
And my 1 point is going to Sean Russell. I thought he didn't bag any tries, but he did do really well.
Yeah.
I thought he was running hard. He was running harder than Sivo was. Well,
that's what annoys me, mate. Like, you look at Sean Russell, he's, you know, he's getting bigger, but he's not the size of Sivo. You know who else disappointed me? Sorry to interrupt the 3-2-1s. Sean Lane. Sean Lane, we just aren't getting much out of him at all this year.
This is what I was thinking. I was thinking about it. It was like, you could have your bench, if it's based on current performance, like, I know Sean Lane's probably our best second rower when Cartwright's not there. I think Cartwright's starting to become more reliable than Sean Lane. Yeah. But if you trust in, like, if you build up Kelmer like defensive wise, he's got all the attacking traits. If you build him up, we could have Sean Lane, Madison, Paulo coming off the bench.
Yep. Yep.
And you could also, and then you can also throw in like a William McGregor. Imagine that bench.
Yeah, it's not bad. It's not bad. All right, mate. Well, for my one, I'm going to give mine to Pennacini as well. Yeah, purely we're scraping the barrel, I think. But anyway, mate, the good thing is that they get to learn from that. It's a game that they let slip.
Yeah, hope it gave them a good kick up the backside.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. So as we move on to this week's game, Fletch, we do take on the Raiders, and this is a bit of a special game, this one. There's a lot to play for because one of our listeners up in Queensland, Rick Lewis, sent a message through to myself, which I forwarded on to you. Did you want to share it with everyone?
Yep. So he said, "I truly love the podcast. Can't believe Fletcher's knowledge of the game. I'll throw this out though. Para Raiders game. If Para win, no confidence after this game. But if Para win, Fletcher gets a Para jersey of his choice. But if the Raiders win, I have to say the whole episode, I love the Green Machine."
So, mate, what's your answer? Are you taking Rick on?
So, I was confident when you forwarded that message back in round two.
Yep.
Just smashed the Bulldogs. Well, I wouldn't say smash, but we smashed them. And I went, yeah, 100%. But now that we lost to the Tigers...
Well, you're backing out.
We don't have Mitchell. I'm still going into it because it's a Para jersey.
Yeah, good, good.
But
yeah,
I'm more concerned than I was three weeks ago.
Yeah, and we don't have a particularly good record down in Canberra. But, hey, mate, a bet's a bet. So let's see how we go with it. So, as we said, it's the 8th place Raiders. They're paying $1.78. They're playing at home. It's this Sunday, 6:15 p.m. kickoff against our 9th placed Eels. We're paying $2.08. That's actually come in a little bit flat, so maybe...
yeah, we were up at the $3 mark.
Yep, so maybe some people are starting to believe, hopefully, that we can bounce back. So, mate, I'll go the Raiders.
No, because we haven't tried the away trick. Because remember, you were home and I was away.
Okay, so did I read it out for the Penrith game, did I?
Yeah, you did.
The Parramatta side?
Yeah, you did.
Okay, so I should read out the Raiders side then. Okay, awesome. All right, cool. Well, that's where I was going anyway. So for the backs for the Raiders, I don't like him, but he is playing well this year, is Jordan Rapana. On the wings, we've got James Schiller and Xavier Savage, and in the centres, pretty good centre pairing, Matthew Tomoko and Sebastian Chris.
Always has a good game against us for some strange reason.
Yeah. And for the Parramatta Eels, Fletch?
Oh, you just said Savage. The fullback is probably the carrying for the next 6 weeks, Clint Gutherson, our captain. Sivo and Sean Russell on the wings, and Pennacini and Simonson in the centres. So they've dropped Morgan Harper.
Yep, and Bailey Simonson, revenge game. He normally plays pretty good against the Raiders. Mate.
Surely Sivo's on like his last draw or something.
Well, you would think, mate. But who are we going to give it to? You'd have to go Gutho over Rapana. Oh.
Yeah.
Sivo, mate, I'll flip the coin there because I'm so off Sivo, it's not funny.
Pennacini over Tomoko.
You reckon? I reckon that's a flip. I really like Tomoko. I really do. So that's a flip. So it's still one to Para.
I think that's a flip.
Sebastian Chris and Bailey Simonson. And I think that's a flip as well. Savage and Sean Russell.
So one point.
We get it purely on the back of Gutho. All right,
no surprises there.
Yep. Into the halves, and it's a ex-Parramatta junior.
Revenge game.
Maybe, yeah. Let's hope not. In Ethan Strange and Jamal Fogarty is their halfback. Up against
Blaise Talangi and Dylan Brown. I thought our halves weren't too bad.
Yeah, Dylan was running heaps. It was just in the 20-metre, like, red zone attacking, we were in all sorts. So hopefully they learn from that and people are running off
Dylan. But the news has come out that Moses has returned not the training, but to training. So he's out. He's not.
Yeah, he's been in the video sessions.
Yeah,
he's been
out in the video sessions doing a little bit of coaching on the field.
Yeah, so hopefully that's helping. Who are we giving it to in the backs, mate? In the half back or the halves, I should say.
Can we go Toss?
Yeah.
Because I reckon our halves pairing still has some more to prove, but I don't really rate that halves pairing.
Yeah. So for the forwards, it's Josh Papali'i. Joseph Tapane is their captain, and the man that always plays good against Parramatta, Danny Levi,
and always returns against the Eels, yeah, as well.
Is the Canberra hooker
up against RCG and Junes, and hopefully Junes is on the bench.
Yeah,
and our hooker is Joey Lussick, who I think is probably
he didn't have his greatest game on the weekend, but he's still pretty decent. I think he's been pretty good for us this year.
He's just got to put away the kicking boots until there's a real opening in the defence, because he's been kicking a lot and it's really not helping.
Yep. So who are we giving it to in the front row?
I'm giving it a toss. Toss. That's two pretty decent
absolutely.
Packs.
Absolutely. Be a good
battle.
All right, so in the second row, we've got Hudson Young, Morgan Smithies, who's been playing really good in the lock, and on the other side, in the second row, it's Arta Mariotta coming into the side.
Up against Sean Lane, who is probably also close to being on his last straw as well, I reckon. He's been dropping too many balls. Ryan Madison, so Kelman does not keep his spot. Ryan Madison has come in for the injured Bryce Cartwright.
I actually like that move.
And Jermaine Hopgood is always our lock.
Yep.
I'm giving that to Parramatta.
Yeah, I'm giving it to Parra as well. I really like Hopgood starting. I don't like him coming off the bench. And I do like Madison moving in on that edge. It's probably not his preferred position anymore. But
we also lose Madison's impact off the bench.
Off the bench. But we do have a pretty good addition this week. So on the interchange bench, it's the crafty Tom Starling, Corey Horsburgh, Sasagi, and Sulo. Have I said that right? Yep.
Up against Luca Moretti, Wurumu Gree, so he returns onto the bench, and Joe Ofhangawi and Kelma Tuolungi.
Yeah, so we really hope that Joe moves into that front row instead of Junior. Junior comes onto the bench, although I don't really want Junior and Wirimu out there at the same time either. So maybe Wirimu starts, Junior comes back to the bench, and then it's... Because I thought Joe actually looked pretty good. He only played about 20 minutes on Monday, but I thought he did look all right when he was out there.
Yeah.
Yeah, so who are we going to give it to?
Parramatta.
Yep, giving it to Parramatta on the bench. All right, mate.
I also feel bad for Brendan Hands. He got like 10 minutes.
Yeah.
They just threw... I wouldn't say threw him under the bus, but they put him in when they weren't very tired.
Yeah. All right, mate. So let's do our predictions then for this game. So who's your first try scorer for this game?
My first try scorer, I'm going to go... I'm going to go Sean Russell. I reckon he deserves a try and he'll get a try.
Yep. And your anytime?
My anytime try scorer, I'm going to go... I'm going to go Bailey Simonson.
Yep.
My score, it's always a high-scoring game against the Raiders and the Eels. So I'm going to go a score line of 26 points to 18.
26-18. All right. For my first try, I think he's going to get an absolute rocket put up in this week. So I'm going for Sivo. For my anytime try scorer, I'm actually going to go Hopgood to get over. I think he's going to have a good game for us this week. And my score line, I think it's going to be high scoring as well, mate. I'm actually going to go 32 points to 24 to the Parramatta Eels. All right, so we've got Sivo and Rusty for our first try scorers, Hopgood and Simonson for our anytime, and then score picks of 32-24 and 26-18. So both margins, 8 points there. All right, mate, let's get into the rest of the round.
Yep.
Rest
off.
the
round. So, Dad, tonight's game at 8 o'clock. It's at Amy Park, Melbourne. It's the fifth place Storm paying $1.43 up against the 12th place Broncos paying $2.86. Who you got?
I am going the Storm, Fletcher, only because Cameron Munster and Jerome Hughes are back in the side. I think they're going to make a massive difference. But Brisbane, they're going along all right. If Reece Walsh was in the side, I'd be very tempted to go to the Broncos, but he's not. So I'm going to stick with the Melbourne Storm. What about yourself, mate?
I am going the Broncos.
Oh, okay.
I think I might have tipped the Storm. Yeah, I've tipped the Storm.
So who are you going, Broncos? You're going Storm. Okay, I'll change that there then. All right, what's the next game, mate?
It's the 6 o'clock game at Eight Course Stadium, Sydney. It's the 14th place Bulldogs paying $4 up against the 7th place Roosters paying $1.25. I'm going the Roosters, and yep. I reckon this could be a mozza.
Oh, you're tipping a blowout.
I'm tipping a blowout.
I don't know if it's going to be a blowout, but I think the Roosters will take care of the Bulldogs. That's for sure. That's for sure.
Yeah, if you just look at the teams compared, like, one-on-one against each other, the Roosters have a pretty decent...
Yep, for sure. All right, mate, what's the next one?
It's the 8 o'clock game on Friday. It's the 15th place Knights paying $1.47 up against the 13th place Dragons paying $2.70. I'm going the Knights.
I'm going Knights as well, but can I say something? I'm not doing it with any confidence at all. The only reason I'm actually going the Knights is because the Dragons away from home have been pretty dismal. So
very bad.
Yeah. All right, mate, what's up next?
It's the Saturday, the 3 o'clock game. It's the 16th place Rabbitohs paying $2.12 up against the 10th place Warriors paying $1.73 at Acor Stadium, Sydney. I think I've gone
the Warriors.
I think I've gone the Warriors as well.
Geez, you're prepared for this episode, mate.
No, I've gone the Rabbits.
You're on Rabbitohs? All right. What's the next game then?
It's the 5:30 game on Saturday.
Isn't this ridiculous that this is the Saturday game? Like, when you have a look at that Friday night game of the Knights and Dragons, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And it's Daly Cherry Evans. He's breaking the record for the most games for Manly. As a player. So, yep, 5:30 kickoff. Sorry, mate. You go.
It's the 11th place Seagulls paying $2.31 at Four Pines Park, Manly, up against the 2nd place Panthers paying $1.62. I've got the Panthers purely because there's a massive inclusion of James Fisher-Harris.
Yep, I'm going Panthers. I think this is going to be an absolute cracker of a game.
I hope Manly win.
It would be good. Would be good. All right, mate. Oh, look out, here comes a monster game. Two top eight teams just clashing. All right, mate, who have we got?
It's at Suncorp Stadium in Brisbane.
Yeah.
It's the first place Dolphins, fins up, paying $1.54 up against the 6th place West Tigers, paying $2.48. I'm going to the Dolphins purely because there's no Lachlan Galvin.
Yep, I'm going the Dolphins. Who they put as well. It'd be Jaden Sullivan, is it?
Yeah, Jaden Sullivan. Yep. Ugh.
Yep. So, all right. What's our next game then, mate?
So the next game is the 4:05 PM game on the Sunday at Queensland Country Bank Town Stadium in Townsville. It's the 3rd place Cowboys paying $1.14 up against the 17th place Titans paying $5.80. Cowboys.
Yeah, I'm going Cowboys as well.
So. This could be the blowout, I reckon.
Yeah, I think it's... I think it's going to be a blowout as well. I just hope the Cowboys don't get too much confidence up because we've got them next week, I think, don't we? So
yeah, we do.
Yeah, so if I go back over it, we've both gone the Storm, we've both gone the Roosters, we've both gone the Knights, I've gone Warriors, you've gone Rabbitohs, we've both gone the Panthers, we've both gone Fins Up Dolphins, and we've both gone the Cowboys.
And we've both gone the Eagles.
Obviously, we've both gone for Parramatta. For you to hopefully win a jersey off Rick. So, mate, we've only got one segment left, and that's Sale of the Century, so let's do it. Welcome, everybody, to Ben's Sale of the Century. So my question for you this week, Fletch, how many more weeks is Mitch Moses out for? Best case scenario.
Four.
Four?
Well, yeah, if you so can't...
Probably going to be out for another seven. Probably another seven. They were saying 8 to 12 weeks. So let's just say he's out for seven. Hopefully he's back in four. That would be fantastic. But
he'll try and get back in six.
Yep. So let's say over the next seven games, okay, we're not going to have Cartwright for a few of those as well.
Only three more.
Yep. So how many games do you think the Parramatta Eels can win over the next 7 weeks without Mitchell Moses? So this week we're taking on the Raiders down in Canberra. Do we think that's a win?
Yes, I think we can win.
Yep. And then we're back at home the following week against the Cowboys. It's a Saturday 5:30 game. Do you think we can get over the Cowboys without Mitchell Moses?
Unlikely.
Unlikely, so we'll put that down as a loss. Then we go up to Darwin. We're taking on the Dolphins.
Yes, we can win that.
I think we can beat the Dolphins there as well.
And we should have Cartwright back.
We should have Cartwright back for a big game. Out at Four Pines Park against Manly. So are we going to win that game?
Probably.
Probably. Do you think we are definite or do you think that's probably...
I'll just say it's a loss, but I think we can win all these games. But
yeah, I think we can win all these games too, but what's more likely? Realistic. Yep. And then we've got the bye, so that's all right. And then, Fletch, we've got the Broncos Friday night.
He'll be back for that game.
Hopefully Moses is back, but let's pretend he's not. Broncos are probably going to have Payne Haas and Reece Walsh back.
He'll be back for this game. I have very high confidence.
Okay, but if he's not, who's winning?
Probably the Broncos.
Broncos. And then the following week, we've got to play Melbourne in Melbourne, and that's the seventh game. So how are we looking there?
I reckon if... He'll be back. He'll probably be back for the Broncos. Yeah,
but if he's not,
I think we'll beat the Storm.
We'll beat the Storm with Moses or without Moses?
With Moses.
Yeah, but Moses isn't back. Are we winning the game?
No.
Okay. So Moses, what we're saying Moses is
Moses has the magic touch.
Yeah, but what we're saying is, Fletcher, if Moses isn't back for the next seven games, we're only going to win three of them.
Yes, I have.
Yeah, well, we're going to win two of them because we've got a bye. So, we're going to beat the Raiders. Yep.
Depends how we go against the Raiders. Because if we beat the Raiders, not convincingly, but very
one-sided, we'll beat the Cowboys. I agree with that too. All right, so let's say they're going to beat the Raiders, they're going to beat the Cowboys, and they're going to beat the Dolphins.
And then we won't beat them.
Yeah, probably slip up against the Seagulls. Then we get a bye. And then hopefully he's back after the bye. But if he's not, it's going to be tough against the Broncos and tough against the Storm. And then he'll probably be back to beat the Rabbitohs, hopefully. So let's just hope, Mitch, you can get back by
It all depends on this Raiders game. Because if we beat the Raiders, and it's not like what I said, if it's not a blowout, but if we win.
Oh, it'd be great if it was a blowout. But just as long as we win to get the confidence up.
And then if we beat the Raiders, I reckon we can beat the Cowboys. And if we beat the Cowboys, I reckon we go on this run.
Yep.
Until the bye, and then Mitchell should be back.
Yep, sounds good.
Knowing Mitchell, he'll be back. He'll be training in round nine.
Hopefully. Alrighty, well, we'll finish it up there, mate. And as always, go Para.
Go Para.